congressman. We've interviewed you before. Not a real strong ag background. So more than ever, more than anyone else we've talked to, you're real encouraging that you're really trying to get that background, and this is all part of it, meeting with the delegation that knows firsthand the farmers themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe it's my lawyer's background that you learn that, you know, when you have issues that come up, and it could be anything from numeric nutrient or immigration or trade, you know, things that might not have been talked about a year ago all of a sudden are at the forefront. You know, I think maybe it's my legal background that, okay, we got to get both sides of this issue, learn what it is cold, find out what, you know, the Florida Farm Bureau thinks, find out what our other farmers think, and figure out what we can do, if there's anything that we can do to help. But to do that, we need to talk to all the farmers, find out what their input is, get what their side is, and then really be able to articulate on their behalf. And, you know, that's what we've been trying to do over the last year plus.
Well, you just named off the top issues, and I could just close my eyes and pick one out of the hat. A lot of stuff going on, and, you know, we're very fortunate to have you on the Ag Committee, a voice that we haven't had there for a while. What are you trying to do right now for the farmers?
Well, we had the numeric nutrient amendment that was co-sponsored by Marco Rubio over in the Senate, and that some success. It wasn't part of the overall continuing resolution, but we did get quite a lengthy delay. So we're hoping that even though the issue's been kicked down the road a little bit, that means that we still have a chance to reverse what they want to do. I also think that, you know, legally there's going to be some issues with just picking on Florida by the EPA, picking on Florida alone. There could be some legal problems with that, which will be good for us. But there's other things that we're doing. I mean, there's letters that we've sent to Lisa Jackson over at the EPA and asked her to respond. She hasn't responded. So Marco and myself are getting together to say, hey, you know, we're not just sending these letters for our health. We want to know what the answers are to our questions, and so hopefully we can move forward with that. But you know, we have a little bit of a time here, but, you know, it's going to be it would be horrible if, you know, these rules were able to be implemented. So we got to keep working very hard.
And let's pick another one out of the hat, immigration. Some of our neighbors, Georgia, for one, did pass a law. Florida just kind of squeaked by without passing one. With you being up here, you're hearing a lot of rumblings there in the states that they believe this should be a federal issue. What's your stance on it?
Well, it should be a federal issue. I mean, constitutionally, the federal government should be in charge of immigration and naturalization as dictated by the Constitution. Now, some states are taking it in their own hands because they're sick of waiting. But interestingly enough, around the same time you're hearing, you know, issues in states like Arizona and Florida and Georgia, there's also states like Texas and Utah that are looking at the big picture and saying, okay, you know, we might have an E-Verify situation, but what about agriculture and what about the guest worker program? And, you know, do we need to do both? You know, let's not have one and cut our nose off to spite our face in poor economic times. So I'm very heartened that we've seen other states, conservative states like Texas and Utah, take a real serious look. And I've heard rumblings that in Florida there's people that want to look at that too in the state. But you're right. Ultimately, it is something that we should be addressing here in Washington.
And something that we haven't mentioned and haven't heard a whole lot about on this trip, but is certainly in the back of everyone's mind, the Farm Bill. And I know that the House hasn't moved on it quite as much as the Senate yet. But it's coming. What's your thoughts on that, and what are we looking forward to? Obviously, some big budget cuts in that.
Yeah, the key is, I think, that Chairman Lucas has tried to delay this as long as possible just to see if the economy can come back a little bit. But, you know, you're right. The cuts are going to be across the board. We just got to make sure that they're not disproportionate to agriculture, you know, as opposed to anywhere else. If everybody's having to bear the burden, then fine. But and then specifically for me, that Florida's not bearing more of a burden than any other state. So that's my job on the committee, as I see it, is if we're going to be cutting across the board, I understand that. But that, you know, Florida isn't, for whatever reason may come up, bearing more of a burden.
Well, and you brought up a good point, because the Ag Committee, obviously everyone has agriculture as their forefront and they're right. trying to look out for it. But specialty crops, Florida is a whole special deal, and that's right. something that you are trying to represent.
Right, and some of those crops are sort of newly included in farm bill activity of the past, so we just got to make sure that, you know, just because they're new to the game doesn't mean that they're any less important. And so we'll be working very hard over the next year, and Chairman Lucas knows where I stand going into what we're going to be doing in our committee hearings and that kind of thing. And, oh, by the way, I'm trying to get him down to Florida as much as possible, which he's obliged so far. So the more he can be in Florida, the better it is for Florida.
It's a good state. He needs to come down.
He does. He needs to see what we're doing down there.